Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of season 5 of A Very Posh Show. We have two first times for this show today. We got a first show with no music and a first show with more than one guest. And if any of you guys have been following on my Facebook, you know that today we have a competition between two sets of brothers that are also cousins. We're going to go around in a circle and have everyone introduce themselves. Let's start with you, Ali. Can you say your name and a fun fact about yourself?
Hello, everyone. My name is Ali. A fun fact, I am a scientist.
Oh, there we go. All right. Arcool, the one with the duel.
Thank you for that introduction. This is Arion. And a fun fact, I am currently a USC student.
You're the only current USC student of us five, I believe. All right. Amir, the one with the Damir.
Thanks, Pasha. My name is Amir. I don't really know if I have any fun facts about myself.
You went to law school at USC. That's a fun fact.
That is a fun fact. Or not fun fact. I don't know. Depends on how you look at it.
And last but certainly not least, Artie the One Man Party.
Artie One Man Party in the house. I'm the only true USC person here. You guys are all garbage.
And lies. So today we're having a competition to see which of the two sets of brothers are best. We got Ali and Amir as Team Torkomani, and Artie and Arcool as Team Moasisi. So what we're going to start with is, we're going to do a how well do you know your brother quiz. And the winner of that can pick the next categories. The categories after are Category 2, which is just general categories. Category 3, famous brothers and brothers in history. Category 4, story time. And Category 5, science and soccer trivia. But we're going to start with how well do you know your bro? Arcool and Amir, you guys are going to be the first ones since you guys are the younger brothers. And Ardavan and Ali, you guys are going to write down the answers. So I'm going to ask Amir and Arion a question. You guys write down the right answer. And then Arion and Amir write down your guesses.
Simple enough.
All right. Younger brothers, Amir Arcool. What is your brother's least favorite thing about you? So Ardavan and Ali, you write down what is your actual least favorite thing about your little brother. And the little brothers write down their guesses. And don't look at each other's papers. You cheating F-words. I forgot we can't curse. All right. Let's move on to the second question. Younger brothers, if your older brother had to marry a man, who would they want to marry?
This is difficult.
Does it have to be a living person?
No. What the fuck?
Any man
in history, let's say.
If you don't know this, we're done.
Can you repeat the question? I have to marry?
If your older brother, so I'm asking the younger brothers this, if your older brother had to marry a man, who would they choose?
You should know my choices.
You should know my favorite. Of all time, I've always had.
I definitely know Ardavan's.
Hold on a second.
This is not that hard of a question.
It's not that difficult of a question. If Ali was going to marry a man, who would he marry?
There you go. Thank you, Ardavan. The lawyer over here needs all the specifications. All right.
This is difficult.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
I don't know who I would want to marry.
Yeah. Because Paris is the only love of your life, or just you don't know a man you would want to marry?
Both.
Both. There you go. All right. Younger brothers, what is the best gift you ever gave your brother? So older brothers, write down the best gift your younger brother ever gave you, other than a little brother. You get it? That's the answer? There we go. All right, two more questions for the younger brothers.
Hold on. Slow
down. Yeah. Come on, man. We got 1 hour. We got no musical breaks. We gotta
so
pump
gotta
through
slow
these.
Down. You gotta slow down.
I know.
Well, no, we got a lot of categories. That's why we don't have the musical breaks.
We lost this. It's really out of the fact that I don't even know the answers for myself.
All right, this one's an easy one. You guys can come back on this one.
That's all it takes.
You guys can come back on this one. Younger brothers, how does your brother prefer his eggs? In what style does your brother prefer his eggs? And this is the final question for the younger brothers. Wait, Amir, you're supposed to start with number one, like at the top of the page. But anyway, it doesn't matter. We'll switch out.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay, younger brothers, final questions. When you were kids and you lived together, what was your brother's favorite video game? So think of your childhood. Think of when you guys were in the same household. What was his top video game? Ali, I didn't... Oh, no, you're right-handed.
This is the one that possibly somebody could get.
My guess for... I have a guess for Arwan, but I don't know if this is right. I'm interested to see if it's right. Anyways, all right, older brothers, your turn. Okay. Now you're answering questions about your younger brothers. Younger brothers, you're writing down the correct answer. Older brothers, what was the name of your little brother's first kiss? Arkul doesn't even remember. He's kissed so many girls. He doesn't remember.
He didn't even stick to writing down the answers on one category.
Did you do it right? No,
just write down randomly.
He did the worst wrong.
Don't look at his paper.
Went down the list. For the millions of people listening in, we have papers Jillions. That we're writing this down. We have papers that we're writing this down on, and there's 5 places for answers about your brother, and 5 places for your own answers.
But you went back and forth.
I wrote my 5 answers about my brother in the wrong place. I wrote them for my answers. Arian over here wrote 2 answers for himself.
And 3 for his brother. I thought you were going back and forth.
Oh God.
All right. Let's try to get on track here. This is absolutely rigged. All right, older brother.
I just made up a name, by the way, for that last question.
I mean, Amir's first kiss was probably a Jessica or a Samantha or something.
Exactly.
All right, older brothers. What was your little brother's first celebrity crush? Sorry, who was your little brother's first celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush.
The very first one. The first one that at 5 years old, you're like, oh, I like that one. If the answer isn't Googoosh for all of you guys, you're dead to me. All right, older brothers.
I'm going to put Googoosh because I can't even think of anything. I'll come back.
You can't say who you wrote down.
You know that the answers are going to get all mixed up over there, so it doesn't get...
I can't believe... Guys, if people at home listening, Arian literally put the questions in no
order. I wasn't paying attention.
Completely random order. Arian wrote everything.
What was that question, dude?
Sorry, the last question was, who was your first celebrity crush?
Is it for me or for him?
No, your first celebrity crush.
All these questions are about you now.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, older brothers. Who did your little brother take to senior prom?
I don't remember her name.
Yeah.
Okay, just put a random... same name as the first kiss. You have a better chance that way. All right, older brothers. Who is your friend, the older brother's friend, that your little brother likes the most? Does that make sense? So the older brother...
Or like of all time?
So, let's go all time. All-time favorite friend. So Ali Ardovan, your friend that you think Arkul or Amir like the most.
Sure.
And the last question for the older brothers. And let's try not to go too dark on this one. Older brothers, what is your younger brother's biggest fear?
Biggest fear.
So, like, for example, mine would be like rats and ghosts.
Rats and ghosts. Are
yeah, those are my 2 combined? Biggest fears.
Oh, separately.
Well, they're probably tied for first place.
You know, ghosts aren't real, right?
We can. This is a topic for story time. You'll have to come next week, and we'll discuss how real ghosts are. All right, guys, let's go through our answers.
If anybody gets one answer right, I think they're going to win this category.
All right, so the first question was, what is your brother's least favorite thing about you? So we asked the younger brothers. So Ali and Ardovan, you say your answers, and then Arkul and Amir look at each other's answers to see if you got it right. Wait, sorry, one sec. Let me get...
That's going to be too complicated for Arian, I think.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Racism.
All right, so what are your answers, Ali?
So... this guy is like an attorney.
Okay.
But he still is like, oh, this video game is too expensive.
Wait. He's not just an attorney. He's also a very successful real estate agent as well.
He won't buy stuff like that.
Wait, didn't you and Justin get in a fight about something like this?
It's a common thread.
I know, I was going to say. All right, Amir, did you get it right?
Cheapness.
No, I wrote that I'm annoying.
Okay. So you did not get that right. Arman?
I wrote anxiety. This guy has...
Arkul?
Someone's got too anxious.
What
did you say?
Arian can't...
This might take a while. I put sleeping behavior.
Oh. That's a good one, yeah. All right, so 0 points for each of you.
That one is
that
really
was like number
all right.
two.
Ardovan and Ali, if you could marry, if you had to marry a man, who would you marry?
I mean, I've been talking about Leo DiCaprio.
If Arkul didn't get Leo.
Did you get it?
All right, there we go. Masa C on the board.
Damn.
Ali?
I almost put Leo DiCaprio. I just put Albert Einstein because I couldn't think of anything.
What?
Damn it.
Albert Einstein?
I couldn't think of anything.
Dude, this guy marked himself off Einstein.
I wrote down Albert
No, you didn't.
And I crossed it off and I wrote himself.
No, you didn't. That's that's actually pretty crazy that you got it, though. You were close.
Question, probably.
I was like, Albert Einstein is too random. So.
That's so crazy that you almost got it, though.
I feel like we should get a half point for
nerds.
Are you, is Team Masasi down to give them a half point?
It's going
to
be a tiebreaker for tie.
Okay, we'll come back.
So then half point.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we'll do 0.5. Okay.
We'll think about it.
all right, older brothers, what was the best gift your brother ever gave you?
I put not giving gifts. We decided.
Yeah!
We don't do gifts.
Okay, my man.
You guys are cheating right now.
Ali?
That's where that's down.
Ali? What's the best gift?
I also couldn't come up with anything for this. I said a Dungeons and Dragons hat.
Ooh. You're coming off as so cool right now. Albert Einstein and a Dungeons and Dragons hat.
Wow.
One year, my mom like pressured us to give each other's birthday gifts, so I gave him $20, and I said, just give it back to me on my birthday.
The same $20 or another
$20? Well, now I want to know what he thinks the best gift is that he gave me.
So, yeah. The only thing I could think of was one year I got him when he had his aquarium going full blast, I got him a subscription to a fish magazine.
Ooh.
And then I think after like a month or two, the fish magazine went out of business.
That's not a good gift.
Wait.
The only gift I can think
How could a fish magazine go out of business?
I don't know, man.
It's the perfect business model.
You know what? Then they started sending me dog.
Dog.
I don't care for dogs.
And then that went out of business and they started sending me motorcycle stuff. I'm like...
Yeah, well, your money went a long way.
The best gift ever.
All right, so just for anyone keeping score at home, Molasses is 2, Torquemani is potential 0.5.
That's Team Snatchel. Well,
Team Snatchel.
We lost this one.
All right. older brothers, how do you prefer your eggs? Ardovan.
Scrambled. Scrambled.
Did you put scrambled, my man?
See, they cheat. They just go for like, the easy answer.
Ali, what did you put?
That's
poached?
You wrote scrambled, right?
No.
What did you put?
Just say yes, man.
No, how do you prefer your eggs? No, you didn't. What did you put?
Over medium.
Oh my God. You're working against yourself.
Honestly, I've never heard anyone order eggs over medium.
Can you please explain what is over medium?
Most people know what over easy is, right?
Right.
Okay.
But nobody knows what over medium is.
It's slightly more cooked than over easy.
So over medium is a more cooked over easy.
Okay. Yeah, I wrote over medium also.
Wait, what did you guess?
You put scrambled.
Scrambled. Scrambled. Yeah, that's a good guess. All right, let's flip the script.
Wait, maybe he's
younger brothers.
No, there's one more.
No.
Favorite video game.
Oh, sorry. Ardovan, Ali, when you lived with your brothers, what was your favorite video game?
Warcraft 2.
Yeah, I put Warcraft.
No point. That's like saying Age of Empires or Age of Empires 2. They're two completely different games.
But that's at least a half if you're going to get Albert Einstein for a half.
Okay.
No one, yeah.
No well, potential 0.5. Like potential 0.5. We'll debate this if it's a tie. I would have guessed
that. This is better than Albert Einstein.
No, but I should have down the right answer. He didn't write down the right answer.
Ali, what was your favorite video game?
I don't know if it counts as a video game, but I put MUD, Multi-User Dungeon.
That is not
Ben Rose. You're really working against your team.
Or Final Fantasy.
There you go, Final Fantasy. Yes, that's the right answer.
If you're going to get MUD and
Wait,
Final
you
Fantasy.
Wait, you crossed it out. Wait, you had Final Fantasy. I literally watched you cross this out as we were talking. You had the right answer. Why would you do this to yourself? I don't understand. Why. Do you want to lose?
Look, we'll give you guys a point and we get a half for our thing.
Okay.
Because you said it. When we were living forever. You changed the question. That's why.
No,
when
you were living together.
Growing up. So yeah. Before I was
growing
like,
up, living together.
Answer versus my.
Okay, you got the answer. You got the
older.
Answer.
All right, whatever. Let's
over medium and Arkul writing the answers in sporadic order are my two favorite parts of this show so far. All right. Amir and Arkul, what was the name of your first kiss?
I think my first kiss.
What do you mean? How do you not remember the name of your first kiss?
I don't remember.
How do you? This is insane. Yeah,
Nicole was.
Did you put Nicole?
How did you
spell Nicole? N-I-C-H-O-L-E? I've never seen that spelled. No, it's good. It's good. I'm not saying it's wrong, but I've never seen that spelling before.
I'm pretty sure that's not how you spell Nicole.
Yeah. All right. Arkul, the one with the duel?
With some random girl.
Did you write down some random
girl?
Roxy.
No.
Oh,
wait.
No.
It has to be what you wrote. All right. Younger brothers. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Britney Spears.
I put Alicia the Silverstone.
I got that one also.
Britney Spears.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, Britney Spears. All right, so everyone got it.
I almost put Tara Reid, but then I was like, who came first? I think Britney Spears.
Britney Spears for sure came first. All right, Amir Arkul.
Both went to the gutter.
Britney's not looking bad. Who did your brother take to, or who did you take to senior prom?
Nubia.
Oh, I see. I just put Nicole again.
Not a bad guess.
I knew. I just couldn't remember her name.
Arkul?
Nare?
Okay, I put the Korean that didn't talk, Nare.
Nice.
Oh, okay. That's a point.
I don't know the spelling, but...
That's
all right. It looks like this might... Oh, whoops.
This is over.
This
is bitchy.
All right, younger bros. Who is your brother's friend that you like the most?
I put Mace. Mace M.
That's your friend.
Oh, wait. Who did you guess? Adam, who did you guess?
My friend that you like the
most.
Too late.
George.
I've said this like eight times in the beginning.
You could have been like undefeated.
There's too many words in that question.
I'm here.
It was a little bit of a toss-up, but I went with On.
Who'd you guess?
I just wrote the easy one, but I just put Jeremy.
Damn.
Jeremy.
I
mean,
I had it written down. I crossed it out.
You can't cross out everything.
No.
I don't think it makes a difference at this point.
We're guessing ourselves.
All right, younger brothers, what is your biggest fear?
I put no fear.
God. Obviously, didn't get that one. I put failure.
I put sharks.
I also put
sharks. All right, so final tally. The Moasisis got 5.5. The Torquemadis got 4.5.
Ooh.
Give us half a point for that.
Yeah.
You won. What do you need the half point for?
Jeremy Rock would have taken us.
All right, so Team Moasisi, you guys pick the next category.
It's just soccer and science.
Yeah.
Soccer and science?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you guys can work together on this one. So if you want to switch seats and sit next to your teammate.
Nice.
That would be good. So soccer and science, that's categories. Soccer and science is category 5. All right. Since the Moasisis won category 1, they go first. So the way we're going to do this is I'm going to ask the Moasisis a question. If they get it wrong, we switch to the Torquemadis for the steal, and then we go back and forth just like that. And I'm going to shuffle the questions so that there's some easy, some hard. So it's basically luck of the draw now. All right, Moasisis, you ready?
I'm ready to get it wrong.
Let's go.
All right, your first question is soccer.
Wrong answer.
Which country has the most finishes in the top 2 without ever winning the World Cup?
Wait, what?
You don't have to write it down. You say it. Yeah.
We were just talking about
yeah.
Top 2 without winning.
I would say...
Like, they've made the finals, but the most, right. And they've never won.
I would say Holland. Netherlands.
Is that your final answer?
No,
they won once actually.
But you said never won the World Cup.
Never won.
Uruguay.
Yeah, they never won.
Uruguay once. Yeah. Uruguay won one.
You guys aren't working together.
Netherlands. Probably
yeah,
Argentina.
Yeah, I
think you should go with Argentina.
No, they won the World Cup.
They won like 3 times.
How about Brazil?
Moasisis?
Yeah,
let's go with Netherlands. That's fine.
Netherlands? Yeah. You are correct.
Yeah.
It is Netherlands. They've been to the World Cup finals 3 times and have never won. All right, Turkmenistan. Science. Which planet in our solar system has the most moons?
It's probably the biggest one. It's going to be Jupiter.
Final answer?
It's got the rings. The rings are all moons, right?
That Saturn has rings.
Is your
Maybe
final...
Saturn.
Jupiter. Just go with Jupiter.
Are you sure it's not Saturn?
The I'm not sure, but we're going to go with Jupiter.
Okay.
Jupiter, final answer?
I think it's Saturn.
You are correct. It is Jupiter with 67 known moons. Apparently, there are some mysterious moons out there. Molasses, you guys got another soccer question. According to the official FIFA rulebook, how many seconds can a goalkeeper hold the ball for?
Doesn't this one keep changing?
Erdogan, this is what it is now. Erdogan has played goalie before, so I would hope he knows.
He definitely follows the official
rule book. The official rule book.
That's too long.
10 to 15
range, maybe.
I shouldn't help.
We gave it away.
10. You are incorrect. Torquemada is for the steal.
Are you sure about it? Well, it doesn't even matter. What happens if you don't get the steal?
Well, if you don't get the steal, nothing, and then it still goes back to you.
Whatever you think, because I don't really. I was gonna go with 8, because when you play FIFA, the little 8 symbol comes up when the goalie's holding the ball, the keeper.
But I think it's 7. I have no idea. I'm gonna go with 7.
7. You're just 1 second off. It is 6 seconds.
All
right.
Six.
My first guess was 7.
Team Torquemada.
You know.
Yeah. You don't have to. Just we can just talk about it.
Yeah, but if I tell you while they're trying to figure out the answer, I don't want to give
them
hints. Yeah. Okay. So, Torquemada, this one's a pretty good question. Who is the best U.S. soccer player ever? And there is only one right answer.
Is this subjective?
Come on, man.
What is, I shuffled it, man. There's I shuffled it.
There's a real answer.
No, there is one right answer. What is the right answer?
I don't know if I feel comfortable giving you the answer. That
you can sacrifice the point if you don't want to get the answer right.
Are you trying to say the most popular?
No, number one U.S. soccer player ever.
Yeah, Landon Donovan.
Oh, correct.
But the real answer is Christian Pulisic.
No, just so it's Landon Donovan.
And probably Brian McBride is better than Donovan. And Tim Howard.
How dare you.
Racism.
All right. Team Molasses-y. Science.
Ooh.
Name one of the two elements that is liquid at room temperature.
I'll say mercury is one of them, I think.
You just have to say one of the two.
I think mercury
is liquid at room temperature. Mercury's like in between a
little bit. You didn't want to cut always like six together like in the thermometers and stuff? We're going to go with mercury.
Mercury?
Yeah.
You are correct. Nice. The two answers are mercury and bromine.
Cheers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Double points for bromine because it has bro in it.
Yeah.
All right, Torquemada's a soccer question. Antonio Carvajal, Lothar Matthäus, and Gianluigi Buffon are all tied for having appeared in the most World Cups. How many?
Ooh, the most World Cups. I think it's 4. 4 or 5. Buffon, how old is Buffon right now?
Don't look at the Molasses. He's
like 35.
Yeah, you gotta look at your friend.
Like, I think he's like 35.
Ali should know this.
Or late 30s. How would I know this?
Ali should know this.
Buffon.
What were the other? It was Buffon and who else?
Buffon. The other guys, to be fair, are pretty old. So Antonio Carvajal and Lothar Matthäus.
He means like they're from the old times ago.
Yeah. Like from the 50s and 80s.
20 years.
5 is 20 years. I don't.
It seems like a lot.
And he didn't. They didn't qualify for the last World Cup, so he wouldn't have played in one of them. It's got to be 4.
That's all right, let's go
4 then. 4.
You are incorrect. Molasses for the steal.
5.
5 is correct.
Yeah. What? He didn't play in the last World Cup? Though. And
so his goalies could easily play in like 6
World
Cups. He's 40, I think.
Yeah, I think he's in his 40s.
He's in his 40s. Yeah.
40s?
Yeah. He's like 40 or 41. Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right.
I should have got that one right.
I know.
For anyone keeping score at home, Molasses have 3, Torquemada's have 2. First one to 6 wins the category.
Oh, shit.
Molasses, this is a soccer question.
Nice.
With 16 goals, who holds the record for the all-time World Cup goals?
Yes.
Was it close?
Yeah, it should be him. Oh, actually, you're right. That
in Germany?
He took over for this guy.
He took over for this guy. He's writing down.
You could write down the 4. It's closer, man. Just say closer. Yeah, okay. Right, closer. Jesus.
Don't give it to him.
Think we're going to get it.
He overtook Ronaldo.
Closer is correct. Molasses have their 4th point. Turkoman needs, you guys need to come back.
It's a bloodbath.
Don't encourage
here.
Them.
This is a science question, so
it's kind
I
of an easy question.
6 inches, bro.
You got Landon Donovan.
Don't
you
science questions, bro.
I shuffled it. This is just how it's shuffled. Okay.
This is rigged because you're related to them by family, and you're not related to us by family.
How dare you? How dare you bring that up on my show?
Neutral judge.
At what temperature are Celsius and Fahrenheit equal?
Come on.
You're the scientist. That's
the most ridiculous question.
How is it the most ridiculous question?
At what temperature are they equal?
Are Celsius and Fahrenheit equal?
It's like divide by, how do you convert?
It's like 4/9 something plus 32.
These guys are writing things down. They know the answer. They're playing mind games over there. They don't know the answer.
Yeah, they're just scribbling in circles.
X times 4/9 plus 32 is equal to Y. How long do we have on this show?
We got another 34 minutes.
Y minus 32. I don't even know what math I'm doing right now.
Yeah. I thought this was categorized. So just a heads up, I looked online for soccer trivia questions and science trivia questions, and they had like level of difficulty. And this one was rated an easy. I wouldn't get it, but I thought you guys. I thought Ali, you would get this.
How would I get this?
I don't know. You're a scientist. It was in your. It was your fun fact.
It's somewhere between 32 and like.
Is he pulling out your phone? Get the F out of here. Put that phone away.
At the beginning of the game.
No phones, man. No phones. Yeah, everyone get out of here. Do you guys have a guess?
Not really.
No.
Let's do the math.
Molasses?
At 32 degrees Fahrenheit and 0 degrees Celsius, they're equal.
No. No, it's the same number for both that are equal. What?
That's the answer we're giving.
It's something in the negative 40s.
All right, Amon, Moasses, you have a chance
to, do math
to steal.
Let's say the negative.
We need a precise answer.
We didn't give an
yeah,
answer.
Yeah, it's got to be exact.
Yeah, we didn't give an answer.
Yeah, so you guys got it wrong.
No, hold on. We didn't give an answer yet.
Okay, wait. Moasses, wait. Torquemanis, do you have a final guess?
Negative 36 degrees.
Incorrect. Moasses? They're still doing math. For anyone, I'm really sad this isn't a TV show because right now they're working so delicious.
48 degrees. 48 degrees.
Well, you can't say more answers.
Degrees.
All right, while we're waiting, I'll do this thing real quick. By the time I finish reading that thing, you guys are all listening to KXSC Los Angeles. You can listen online at kxsc.org, on the airwaves at 1560 a.m., and on your smartphone with the TuneIn Radio app. We are a service of the University of Southern California. All right, Moasses, final answer.
Negative 48.
Incorrect. It is negative 40 degrees.
Okay, I was in the right range.
All right, only have two questions left, so Torquemanis, you guys have to win both to win the category.
Cheater.
Wait,
how does that work?
Because it's 4-2 right now. All right, Moasses, this is another science question.
Right. Pressure's on, boys.
What is the strongest known magnet in the universe?
It's like beryllium or some shit. Is it an element or a thing?
It's a thing.
I'm going to rely on my brother for this one.
Ours are like, it's going to be just ours.
I mean, that's going to be in the universe. That'll be all.
No, wait, you said in
the universe.
Oh, in the universe?
Yeah.
Why does Ariane know this random stuff?
He went from being the LVP to the MVP in like one category.
Okay, you're saying there's like a specific magnet?
It is a thing that has the strong. It has the strongest magnetic pull in the universe.
Okay, so it could be.
I have no idea.
I'll give you a hint. This term was used in the Snatchels chat recently.
What?
Yeah, you'll get it once I say it.
Giving hints when it's crunch time. The brothers have the
I was looking at you guys to give the hint.
Giving the hints.
I honestly really want you two to get the next two questions so that it's a tie.
I'm not sure. Like what you said. What we said.
All right.
Supermassive black hole?
No. Incorrect. Torquemanis is for the steal?
I think it's probably like a collapsed star or something like that.
Are we talking about, does gravity count as a magnetic force?
No, it's not. Gravity's not a magnetic force.
God, I'm here. What kind of question was that?
Science.
The look that Ali just gave you of disgust. That was perfect. All right, Team Torquemanis.
But don't stars at whatever.
What's left over after a star? It's probably like a... But it's something we used recently in chat.
There's a term that we used previously. Don't focus too much on that, but you'll get it once I say it.
I'm always, like, silencing the chat, so...
Yeah, it might have been in general, so so have yourself.
A lot of inside jokes happening right now that nobody gets.
Let's just go with, like, a neutron star or something. I don't know.
That is correct. Oh, a neutron star is the strongest... All right.
Did we say neutron at some point?
There's a person I've been calling neutron star.
Yeah, let's not bring this. Okay. Torquemadius for the final steal. All right, and I think you guys can get this. So we might have a tie, and I did not set up another question. So we'll see what happens. Torquemadius, how many bones in the human body? Oh, I thought you would for sure get this.
Listen, Pasha, I don't memorize stupid facts.
This is not something you could problem solve your way out of. It's like in the 200s. It's like 256
or something like that.
Sounds good.
256.
That is incorrect, and you guys have lost the category.
That's like 244.
It is 206. All right, so with a final score of 4-3 in a hotly contested match, the Moasesis win again. Woo! So it is 2-0. You guys, the Torquemadis need to pick it up here.
I told you guys to buy puts on the Torquemadis. I hope you did.
So, Irvan and Arcool, if you guys win this next category, game over. So, you guys have a choice between categories, story time, or famous brothers in history, trivia.
Famous brothers in history sounds interesting.
Yeah.
That's tough.
All right, and since...
We're not going to get any of the... I can't even think of any famous brothers in history.
I know the answer to one of the questions already.
Okay.
How?
I'm just thinking of famous brothers.
I think we're all thinking of the same. Right brothers is what we're
all thinking. I was acting all sly. I think I got one. We're good. Okay.
Right. Eliminate the Wright brothers question. Please.
So, no, it's not. Yeah. The answer isn't Wright brothers. I asked questions about the famous brothers.
Attempted to fly. All right. First question for the Wasissi brothers, I'm sure.
All right. Torquemadius.
Yeah.
What were the names of the brothers in A Night at the Roxbury? You don't need the last name. First names would work.
No clue.
The Bhutan brothers.
That's the last name. Close. If you could get... Bhutan. But the first names are the more important part.
Yeah, okay.
The last name. Bhutabi is the last name.
I mean, consider we do this on the streets all the time. Steve and Doug.
Wait, you didn't let them answer.
We're going to go with Steve and
Doug. You didn't let them answer.
We're going to go with Steve and Doug.
No, you guys went first last time.
Okay,
that one's moot.
Come on, we get the points.
Yeah. They took forever.
I didn't switch it over to you, but I didn't clearly state that they were, or I said it, but I didn't clearly state it.
Yeah, you gave him closer.
You don't even have it.
Okay, no, we'll give the Torquemadis the point. They need this.
Since we won again, you know?
Yeah, I know, but I was switching it since...
You screwed us, Rick.
Okay, actually, I'm glad this one landed to you guys.
Okay.
Moasesi brothers. In some incarnations, he is Professor X's stepbrother. In others, he is his half-brother. Which X-Men villain am I speaking about?
What was the first part of that?
In some incarnations, he is Professor Xavier's stepbrother. In others, he is his half-brother. Which X-Men villain am I talking about?
It's not Magneto.
Maybe it's Dr. Sinister.
Sinister? Yeah. It would be someone who had powers like him, I think.
It's like a lesser...
Lesser now.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Ali, I'm here if you guys want to shout out your kids while we wait.
It's not Magneto.
Say hello.
Shout out to Big D.
What about Olivia, man?
Shout out to Olivia and my beautiful wife, Paris.
There we go. Ali? Hey, or Amir?
No, I know the answer.
Ariana and Mia, I love you. Okay. Jasmine, you're cool too.
Is it the Juggernaut?
It is the Juggernaut. Yeah. Nice. All right.
Nice. I think you guys studied for this or something.
So random.
The juggernaut.
Ooh, this one I was also hoping would go to the monsters, but you guys got it. Who is the oldest of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Probably Leonardo. Or not Leonardo, Raphael. Probably Donatello, but...
Oh. Why Donatello?
Because he's the smartest.
Oh, Ali with the older brother Zing.
They were all born together, though, weren't they? Really? One isn't like older than the other.
Leonardo's the leader.
Leonardo is the leader. It's either Leonardo or Donatello. This is the problem that we're going to pick.
Why
one.
Is it not
gonna...
It's definitely not Michelangelo.
Let's just throw
it out. I feel like it might be Raphael.
Yeah, 25%
chance. I don't know.
There we go.
The angriest.
Because a lot of biases about older siblings are coming out. Ali with who's the smartest. I'm here with who's the angriest.
I think we should go with Donatello.
Okay.
Is that your final answer?
I don't know. We've been going with your answers so far. We're losing, though.
I don't think I've
got it. Ooh, trouble in paradise.
You almost got that Saturn-Jupiter one wrong.
He got Neutron Star, though. That was a big one.
I'm pretty sure.
The Neutron Star was pretty dope.
Not Saturn. Was Jupiter.
Donatello. We'll go with Donatello.
Right. Donatello, you are incorrect. Team Molasticy for the steal?
We're going with Raphael.
You guys are also incorrect. The oldest of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is Leonardo.
Wow. That's the easiest one.
Okay. All right. Molasticy brothers. Name any Jonas brother.
Nick Jonas?
What?
Nick?
There we go. Nice.
What? Dude.
That's too easy.
What do you mean, dude?
It's like a really easy question.
How is that an easy question? You guys know who the Jonas Brothers
are? Temperature is Celsius.
I shuffled it.
Which?
I shuffled it.
Room temperature.
I'll give you two.
Freaking thermometer. One is every day you see every day.
We gave you Doug and things.
And the other one.
Yeah, they gave you Doug and Steve Mutabi. Come on.
We gave you a free answer.
All right, Torquemanis. What is the only movie that James and Dave Franco have starred in together? It's a pretty recent movie.
Who's Dave Franco? What's the one?
It's the younger brother. The End of the World movie, maybe?
Yeah, that's right? The one. What's it called? The End is Now or something like that?
Yeah. You know what movie we're talking about.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Sounds like it's not the right question.
I always ask this if it's the final answer.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
This is the end?
This is the end.
That is incorrect. Molasticies for the steal.
That's what I thought I was too, actually.
James and David Franco. They're both in this movie.
Can we get a second shot at this if they get it wrong?
No, man, we gave you enough.
Yeah, I don't think that would be fair.
He says it was kind of recent.
Actually, I think I saw this movie, and I don't think it was a comedy.
It wasn't the one where...
Don't give them hints, man. Yeah, it's not Mr. Overmedium, you torpedoed this from the beginning.
Might have been a small cameo in that.
Yeah, I don't remember if David Frankel was in it.
Probably Pineapple Express.
Yeah, Pineapple Express.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is The Disaster Artist, in which James Franco plays Tommy Wiseau and Dave Franks plays Greg. Yeah. All right, Molasses. In what state did the Wright brothers complete their first flight?
Okay, that's not bad. I want to say, like, West Virginia or some shit, but...
It was a 16-second flight before it came down. I mean, that has nothing to do with the state, but...
I have no idea.
Connecticut is also coming to my mind, but I feel like it's one of those, yeah.
I want to just take this one. I'm going to take Maryland.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Torquemanis. For the steal.
Do you have any
idea? You guys are down 2-1 right now, so you could use this.
I've seen videos of them trying to like fly a thing off of a cliff. So
no,
they just went straight.
Grand Canyon. Final answer.
That's the state in which they completely.
For some reason, I keep thinking Oklahoma, but like, why would they be in Oklahoma?
Lots of empty space.
Why would anyone be in Oklahoma? Am I right?
I feel like it was like a plainsy area, though. Does Oklahoma
somewhere
have a lot
in
of planes?
Middle of the country.
I'm gonna need a state guess.
I think we should stop second guessing our gut.
Let's go with Illinois.
All right.
Illinois, final answer?
Yeah.
You are incorrect. The answer is North Carolina. A close answer would have been Ohio, because that's where they were from.
I knew they were in those.
So is it... It's you guys now. Torquemani Brothers. Name a Disney movie that was inspired by a Brothers Grimm fairy tale. There are three right answers.
It could be The Little Mermaid. Cinderella.
Final answer?
Is that a Brothers Grimm?
I'm pretty sure it is. Yes, final answer.
Incorrect.
What?
Turkoman or Molasses for the Steel.
It's not a Little Mermaid.
It's not a very grim story.
It kind of is. All of the stories are more grim in the Brothers Grimm version. Dude, are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. When I looked it up and searched Brothers Grimm inspired Disney movies, three came up. Cinderella was not one of them.
I don't even know what the Brothers Grimm are, even.
Something that had, like, ghosts. Damn it.
Or, like... Living Beauty? Molasses?
Better idea.
If you could please give an answer.
Wrap it up, guys. Come on, wrap it up.
We'll do,
Lion King.
That is incorrect. Why would Aladdin. German brothers in the 1800s write about Actually, it's possible. The three answers were Princess and the Frog, Tangled, which was based off Rapunzel, and Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, which is like the most German one. That's the one I thought you guys would have gotten. So now we go to the Molasses.
Another ridiculous question.
During John F. Kennedy's presidency, what position did his brother Robert hold?
He was definitely a senator at some point, but was he secretary of state at some point? I think he was still a senator. I think it was too much to be secretary of state of your own brother.
Yeah,
I don't think that would have flied.
But what position?
During John F. Kennedy's presidency, what position did his brother Robert hold?
Okay, so we just think he was senator.
Senator? That is incorrect. He was a senator before the presidency, and then
During the presidency,
John F. Kennedy gave him this, or he had this position.
So
he was assigned this position by John F. Kennedy, is what you're trying to say.
Rigged.
What position did he hold during John F. Kennedy's presidency?
Secretary of something. Yeah. We could just go with Secretary of State. But it seems like a little too high. Pretty powerful. Yeah.
His brother was a senator before, so he's got to be
something pretty well established.
Be like some kind of like Secretary of Commerce or something like this.
I feel like we're overthinking it again.
This is called Secretary of State.
All right, let's do it. Secretary of State.
That is incorrect. And Amir, I'm surprised you did not get this. He was the Attorney General under John F. Kennedy. They went after the mafia big time, and that's why some people claim that John F. Kennedy was killed by the mafia.
That's right.
All right, Turkmenis. Mm-hmm.
This is a disaster.
In the tale of Robin Hood, King Richard goes off to fight the Crusades. What's the name of his brother who holds power while King Richard is gone?
Sheriff of Nottingham.
No, who acted as king with Richard gone?
Just think of a freaking name.
You don't need to give me the like first, second, whatever. I just want the name. Yeah. King Blake.
I mean, that's one of them, right?
What was his name?
Yeah, we don't know.
I feel like you can guess a random English king name.
What was the king's name? What was the original king's
Richard.
Name?
Richard. King Richard the Lionheart was off fighting the Crusades. Like, you know, and then this character, who is usually a bad guy in the tale of Robin Hood, was the king.
Yeah, the Sheriff of Nottingham.
No, the king. That was also a bad guy.
It's probably like...
I feel like there was more of these.
King Philip.
Oh, that's another one, too.
Okay.
King Philip?
I've contributed nothing to this.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
That is incorrect. Molasses right, for the steal.
It's either George or Charles. We're going with George.
Is that your final answer? Yes. That is incorrect. It is the coward, King John.
Oh, okay. Man. The most common of the names.
All right.
Have we gotten any right?
Molasses, you got one right. I forgot which one. Oh, no, you got the Stephen Dunn.
And we got the Juggernaut one.
You guys have two right now. All right. Molasses Brothers. Do you want me to go back and... Okay, one sec. Oh, they got Juggernaut and...
Bass. Yeah, I think we got one more.
The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, the easy one. It's a freaking giveaway.
Yeah. You're just giving them bonus points, basically.
I shuffled the cards, man. It could have gone either way.
You would have zero without the easy questions.
All right, molasses.
Sure.
In which book of the Bible is the tale of Cain and Abel?
If you guys get this right, that's like 50-50.
No, Old or New Testament are the books. I need the sections. I need the book.
I didn't know there are.
Oh my god. You guys are all heathens. You're all heathens.
Let's just write some random names down.
John, man. It's John.
Isn't it just like section three?
It's not a textbook.
No, it's like not like that. It's like words, I feel like. Not
John, man. It's John. The answer's John.
They're thinking names, yeah, too.
No, I don't think it's like that. I think it's like the book of
Exodus.
Like, Volition like, or something.
Oh, yeah. It's like Revelations.
Yeah, Revelations. Like, well, let's go for Revelations. Revelations. Whatever. Just let them.
That is your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect. Torquemadius.
What's the book of bad things? Revelations.
That's the Old Testament.
Revelations is like the whole, but like, like,
dude,
more like apocalyptic or something.
I feel like I'm really should just be more of an observer for this game.
Not well-rounded, Amir Torquemani.
Can we have a multiple choice options?
You cannot.
John, you said John, right?
That's not... I don't know what to tell you.
Can I give a hint?
No.
Yeah, I think you gave them a hint on one question. We're going to...
Which hint?
Yeah, you guys got a hint on the last question.
Okay, is it a name?
It's not a name.
Okay.
And it's in the Old Testament.
It's one of these... it's like a flowery word.
Yeah.
A flowery word. Book of...
You guys are all the biggest heathens I've ever met in my life.
I don't, dude.
And an I-O-N.
Book of Oblivion.
Book. That's not a book.
What's the answer?
Are you guys?
We're gonna pass on this. You're question. We're gonna respect
the answer. Was
the Book of Plagues?
It was not. The answer is Genesis, the very first book. Cain and Abel were the children of Adam and Eve, so Genesis would have been the easy one.
Definitely.
Well, it was a clean sweep. The Moasises beat the Torquemadians.
Nice.
These questions were completely biased and unfair.
I'm thinking we go straight. We finish off on categories just for fun, just to see if the Torquemadians can
the
get
win.
Any.
Categories for the win.
So categories for the win.
Score wins.
So here's. I'm gonna give you a category. You guys are gonna go. You guys are. Could go in a circle,
sure.
And then we'll switch which end each time.
Okay.
And then if you take more than 3 seconds to answer, you're out. And then it's till the last man standing. So we'll start with Erdogan. We're going to go elements. Ready, set, go.
Hydrogen.
Iron.
Oxygen.
Helium.
Borium.
Uranium.
Magnesium.
Lithium.
Carbon.
Gold.
Ion.
Wait, what?
Right. You're out.
You're out.
Ali?
Potassium.
Potassium was already said, I believe.
Xenon.
No, potassium wasn't said.
Oh, it wasn't said? Sorry.
It was.
It wasn't, yeah. Silver.
Nickel.
Einsteinium.
This is one of those crazy ones I do that is true. Fluoride.
Sodium.
Californium.
Wait, what is that? These are real. This guy's definitely rigged around. I know.
He's going towards the end of the elements table.
Right, I know, exactly. Phosphorus.
Oxygen?
Tin.
Didn't we already say oxygen?
No. Actually.
What'd you say?
Tin.
Copper.
Helium?
Helium was already said. Arcool is out.
Whatever.
Nitrogen.
Lead.
Uranium.
I said that one.
Uranium already said.
And
then he sees out too. And Plutonium. The Moasises win elements. All right, now we're going to start with Ali.
The hard part, figuring out who said it.
Yeah. The category.
You
got to
pay attention.
So. You got to pay attention to what people are saying. All right, category.
Rigged.
United States capitals. State capitals.
Sacramento.
Is it me next?
Yeah, everyone's in. Everyone's in. It's a new category. So Ali's starting, and then we're going this way. Yeah, you're next. Okay, Sacramento.
I'm already out of. I'm so confused.
You're next.
Just say a state capital.
A state capital.
All right, you're out.
Reno.
You're out. You're out, man. Reno's not even the capital. All
right,
cool.
Carson City.
I think that's Nevada, right?
Yeah.
Tallahassee.
I hate this game.
Honolulu.
And
Portland.
Arcool's out. Oh. Is it Portland's not the capital of Oregon?
Yeah, Albany.
Down to the older brothers again.
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge is the capital?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. Richmond.
Kansas City.
And you're out.
Thank God, because I was totally blank also.
All right, now we're starting.
What's the name of Washington?
Olympia.
Okay.
All right, Adavon, we're starting with you, and then Ariane, we're going this way.
This way, all right.
Presidents of the United States.
Oh, George Washington.
Abraham Lincoln.
Donald Trump.
Bill Clinton.
John Adams.
Damn it, I was going to say that. George Washington Senior.
Jesus.
I mean,
George Washington Senior. That's what I meant to say. You knew that's what he meant.
No, this isn't what you knew what he meant to say. All right, cool, you're out. I'm sorry.
I heard that one in my mind.
Oh, you're out.
Come on, no, George was Senior.
George Washington Senior. All right.
I'm going to go with George Bush Sr. George Bush Jr.
Obama.
Did somebody say Abraham Lincoln yet?
Yep.
Yes, they did.
Okay. Did someone say John Adams yet?
You're out, man. You're out. Ali.
John Adams.
You guys are garbage. You're all garbage.
Say something else.
That's a joke, man. Jimmy Carter.
Okay. What did you always say, Carter? Taft.
No, shut up.
John F. Kennedy.
Franklin D. Roosevelt.
The other Roosevelt.
Teddy, bro.
I'll take it.
George Bush Jr.
Already said. And the Turkomani steel. All
right.
All right, Ali, we're starting with you.
Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, I got a lot more to go through.
Which way are we going?
We're going Ali, Amir, Arkul, Ardavan. African countries.
This is
South Africa.
I know.
Senegal.
Zimbabwe.
Ghana.
Egypt. Nigeria.
Tanzania.
Madagascar.
Kenya. Did someone say Ghana yet? Congo.
Oh, okay. Saved yourself.
South Congo.
Nigeria.
The Democratic Republic of Congo. But anyways.
I already said Nigeria.
Did you?
Somebody said Nigeria.
I don't think anyone said Nigeria yet. Said
no?
Yeah. Nope.
Egypt.
Egypt was said, though.
Ivory Coast.
Did someone say Ghana? Someone said Ghana. Did someone say Nigeria?
You're out, man. You're out. Are cool, the one with
can
the duel.
Have, like, a list?
Ariane is praying to God right now with his head on the desk. What? I'm going soccer team. All right, are cool, you're out, man. You're taking too long.
That played Iran in the...
You're out, man. You're out. I don't know.
Angola.
Yeah, that was it.
What did
you say?
Zaire.
I don't know, I just made it.
Turkomanis win the whole thing. I had a tiebreaker. Do you guys want to do it just for fun?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Just keep
movies that Pierce Brosnan was in. Starting with Adamon.
Jeez. I have no clue.
Clearly I'm a Wasasi Bay biased question for sure.
Tomorrow never dies.
I have no idea.
GoldenEye, Tomorrow Never Dies, World Is Not Enough, Die Another Day, Mamma Mia 2, what was the art
Thomas
one?
Thomas Crown Affair.
One of those.
You're all dead to me. All right, so, Turkomanis did win one, and then I don't think we'll have time for story time.
The important one, we win.
With a final score of 3 categories to 1 and getting there in a clean sweep, the Moasisi brothers, while I get out your prize, do you guys want to say any final words for why you guys won and are the better brother duo?
I mean, it was no question at any point.
We all domination.
It was a complete domination.
I just want to thank all the fans and all the listeners out there. Couldn't have done it without you guys.
If you bought calls on us, 1,000% up tomorrow.
Darsh, if you're listening.
Never doubt us.
Snatch Brothers.
We're glad that you guys were able to win to boost your confidence a little bit more.
For the winning prize, I got you guys trophies that read The Best Kungoshad Brothers 2018. If you guys ever get in a fight over who's the better brother, I expect you to send a picture of this to the group.
Not as good as Amir's.
Turkomani brothers.
I'm going to have to call collusion on this.
Turkomani brothers, any final words other than collusion, or you want to just take this time to talk about collusion?
Collusion. I feel like the deep state was also involved.
Fake news media.
Russians.
I don't feel like I want to say anything more to legitimize this obviously
reach
biased,
out, reach out.
Obviously biased competition, if you can call it a competition. So,
all right. Well, that wraps up. Actually, I think we got 6 minutes. Do any of you guys have any funny stories about your brotherhood or anything you want to say to any listeners? Or any, take this time to say whatever you want.
Let's talk about the crazy story because we both have dumb ones for sure.
Okay.
My story was going to be... the craziest thing.
I don't think we even had a story. We were going to make something up.
Really?
Just make up a story.
Let's go for it. And then we'll make something up that's crazier.
Mine's going to be real. And it's not crazy.
Let's hear it.
My brother didn't like to eat fish growing up. And, like, for aid, you know, you should eat fish. But he liked tuna. So, like, mom's like, you got to get this guy to eat fish. So I convinced him the fish was tuna, and he ate it.
Wow. What a good story. Wait, did you know it wasn't tuna?
I knew. I just went along with it.
You think you knew or you knew?
I knew.
He didn't
know. Matt. Torquemades, did you ever make your brother eat something that he didn't want to eat?
That's the craziest thing I could think of.
I don't think so.
I don't know if we can come up with anything crazier than that.
I thought about it for so long I couldn't come up with anything. The only thing I came up with was like when we crossed that river in Emerald Pool in Yosemite, and Amir fell down and he like slid down the river and basically almost died.
Oh shit.
But I didn't force him to do that.
He just did it. Okay, do you guys have do the younger brothers have a story of the nicest thing your older brother's ever done for you?
I was gonna make something up.
He never stuck up for you in a fight?
No.
You let him get beat up.
I don't think I ever.
Give me rides to school.
Needed him.
Oh, okay.
I never got beat up either. I mean,
yeah.
That's true. That's true. Were you guys ever in the same school? I know you guys probably shared 2 years in a high school.
Two years.
California
Academy of Math and Science, baby. Yeah.
Just two years in high school.
2 years. And did you give him rides?
Man, I gave up on math and science the moment I graduated.
That was nice. How was that?
Yeah, I gave you rides every day for 2 years.
Yeah, every day. Once his tire, he got a flat tire. And then my other friends.
How did you give him rides? He got this license before you.
Maybe one year.
For one year, he gave us rides to school. It is beat up. What was it, like a 67 Camaro?
That he had that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds cooler than it was.
It would break down all the time.
Yeah, I remember.
You had to like let it warm up for at least 5 minutes before you could drive it anywhere because it would just turn off.
We crashed that thing into curbs a million times. I remember I used to always drive in the gutters. I'd try to get in the gutter as close as possible to the gutter. Yeah. And slide around in the gutter.
It was like made out of pure steel, I think. Like, not even joking. I'm pretty sure it was made out of steel. It's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
If an accident would happen, we would be fine.
Yeah.
Well, guys.
The other car would be destroyed.
Thank you very much. This was probably the most hectic and most exciting show I've ever had. Season one kicked off to a good point. Let me just tell all the listeners that you will never see this again because it's very rare that we get Ali and Arvan in LA at the same time. Maybe we can have a younger brother sesh, me, Arkul, and Justin one day, or Amir one day.
Was that bad. It was pretty bad.
So,
Jeez, give me a second chance.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone, and have a great rest of your Labor Day weekend.